Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Kuwait today to strengthen bilateral ties. Home Minister Amit Shah to take part in 72nd plenary meeting of Northeast Council at Agartala. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan today. India registers remarkable progress in reducing malaria cases and associated mortality in the country, says World Health Organization. And U.S. House of Representatives passes spending bill to avert consequential government shutdown. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Kuwait beginning today at the invitation of the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah. During the meeting, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. Today, Mr. Modi will interact with the Indian diaspora at a community event and also visit a labour camp. He will also attend the opening ceremony of the 26th Arabian Gulf Cup as a special guest of the Emir of Kuwait. Tomorrow, Prime Minister Modi will be accorded a ceremonial guard of honour at the Bayan Palace, following which he will be holding separate meetings with the Emir of Kuwait and the Crown Prince of Kuwait. This will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to the Gulf nation in 43 years. As Kuwait currently chairs the Gulf Cooperation Council, the visit is expected to strengthen not only bilateral relations, but also enhance India's ties with the broader Gulf region. Our West Asia correspondent has filed this report.
The visit follows recent high-level diplomatic engagements, including a meeting between Prime Minister Modi and Kuwait's Crown Prince at the UN General Assembly in September, and India's External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar's visit to Kuwait in August. Additionally, Kuwait's Foreign Minister Abdullah Ali Al-Hayya's recent visit to India in early December has helped strengthen bilateral ties. The bilateral relationship between India and Kuwait has shown robust growth, with trade exceeding $10 billion in 2023-24. Kuwait remains a crucial energy partner for India, supplying both crude oil and LPG. The Indian community, numbering around 1 million, represent the largest expatriate group in Kuwait and plays a vital role in the country's development across various sectors. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the 72nd plenary meeting of the Northeast Council at Agartala in Tripura today. The plenary session will also be attended by Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya, along with Union Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region Dr. Sukanta Majumdar. Governors and chief ministers from all northeastern states will be present at the meeting. We have more from our Agartala correspondent.
The all-crucial NEC plenary that lays emphasis on the accelerated growth of the region will be held today at Pragya Bhavan in Agartala. In addition to presiding over the plenary, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair the bankers' conclave, which will see participation of government undertaking and private banks and a meeting of Northeast Space Applications Center, NESAC. As a prelude to the main plenary, a thematic and technical session chaired by the Minister of State for Development of Northeastern Region, Dr. Sukanta Majumdar, was held last evening. The Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, DONA, has been at the forefront of driving the vision of balanced, sustainable and inclusive growth for the region. The creation of the ministry was a landmark moment in Government of India's commitment to the northeastern states as it understood the need for a dedicated approach to addressing the unique challenges of this region. Kunal Shinde, Akashwani News, Agartala.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan today. The discussions at the meeting will focus on key issues related to goods and services tax. Chief ministers of Goa, Haryana, Jammu and Kashmir, Meghalaya and Odisha, deputy chief ministers of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana, and finance ministers of several states and union territories will take part in the meeting. Our correspondent reports all preparations are in place for the meeting.
The GST Council is expected to deliberate taxability issue concerning food delivery services and health insurance, as well as potential changes to GST slab and rate rationalization. The Council is expected to discuss reducing the GST rate on life and health insurance premiums. The Council is also likely to hold discussion on the issue of raising tax rates on high-end wristwatches, shoes and apparel. Besides, the Council may deliberate on bringing aviation turbine fuel under GST. The Finance Minister will hold a press conference regarding the decisions of the GST Council following the conclusion of the meeting. The GST Council meeting is being held in Jaisalmer, famously known as Golden City, for the first time. With Jitendra Divedi's report from Jaipur, Sharanya for Akashvani News.
The Union Minister chaired the pre-budget consultation meeting with finance ministers of states and union territories at Jaisalmer last evening. The minister said because of the healthy macroeconomic environment, buoyancy and efficiency in the tax collections, the funds devolved to the states in the last 45 months under 15th Finance Commission is more than what was devolved in 60 months under the 14th Finance Commission from 2015 to 2020. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved the minimum support price MSP for copra for 2025 season. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the NDA government has taken a series of decisions for the welfare of farmers.
किसानों के लिए बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया पांचों स्टेट्स में होता है उसके 2024 की कंपैरिजन में मिलिंग कोपरा का एमएसपी 422 रुपीस ज्यादा है बॉल कोपरा का रुपीस 100 पर क्विंटल ज्यादा है एज पर आवर प्रिंसिपल प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने एमएसपी के हर फैसले में कॉस्ट से 50% ज्यादा एमएसपी को हमेशा रखा है.
Mr. Vaishnaw said that MSP for fair average quality of milling copra has been fixed at 11,582 rupees per quintal and for boll copra at 12,100 rupees per quintal. He added that the financial implication for this decision would be worth 855 crore rupees. The Delhi police has transferred the case against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement and injuring two BJP MPs during a protest in the Parliament House to its crime branch for further investigation. An FIR was registered against the Congress leader on BJP's complaint. BJP MP Anurag Singh Thakur, along with fellow MPs Bansuri Swaraj and Himang Joshi, had lodged a complaint against Mr. Gandhi at Parliament Street Police Station on Thursday. Meanwhile, the National Commission for Women has also taken suo motu cognizance of the alleged misbehaviour of the Congress leader, Rahul Gandhi, towards Nagaland's women MP, Fagnon Konyak. NCW, the chairperson of the NCW, Vijaya Rahatkar, condemned Mr. Gandhi's behaviour and urged the Speaker of the Lok Sabha and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha to take swift action to uphold the dignity of women in Parliament. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a money laundering case against Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader and former minister K. Tarakarama Rao and some others in a case related to alleged payment irregularities during the Formula E car race held in Hyderabad last year. In Madhya Pradesh, over 8,000 houses have been built in Shivpuri district so far under the Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyay Maha Abhiyan, which is the highest in the country. These houses have essential amenities like tap water, electricity, roads and community facilities. A tribal woman, Lalita's house, was completed first. Her dream of getting a pakka house was fulfilled after an interaction with Prime Minister Narendra Modi earlier this year, who not only fulfilled her wish, but also provided homes to many other families in need. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi had interacted with two Saharia tribal women in Hathod Gram Panchayat of Shivpuri district, in which one tribal woman, Lalita Adivasi, had requested the Prime Minister to build a house in Burda Panchayat. The Prime Minister has fulfilled this dream of Saharia tribals. Lalita Adivasi has thanked the Prime Minister for the pakka house.
My name is Lalita Adivasi, Gram Burda, Vikas Khand, Pauri Jila, Sipri, Madhya Pradesh. I want to thank the Prime Minister for the Pradhan Mantri. What I asked for, I was ready to be prepared. They say that what they do, आते हैं और आज मेरे ग्राम में हाथौद से भी अच्छी बड़ी कॉलोनी और अच्छी सुंदर कॉलोनी हमारे अधिकारियों ने बना के तैयार कर दी है।
द फर्स्ट पीएम जनमन कॉलोनी ऑफ पोहरी ब्लॉक ऑफ शिवपुरी डिस्ट्रिक्ट हैज बीन कम्प्लीटेड इन बुर्दा पंचायत। द कॉलोनी हैज ए टोटल ऑफ 32 हाउसेज। दीज हाउसेज हैव बीन बिल्ट लाइक डुप्लेक्सेज ऑन द लाइन ऑफ सिटीज। द हाउस हैज ऑल्सो द फैसिलिटी ऑफ टैप वाटर एंड इलेक्ट्रिसिटी कनेक्शन। विथ रंजीत गुप्ता फ्रॉम शिवपुरी, संजीव शर्मा, आकाशवाणी न्यूज भोपाल।
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. World Health Organization, WHO, has stated that India has demonstrated remarkable progress in reducing malaria cases and associated mortality in the country, particularly in its high endemic states. This was highlighted in the WHO's World Malaria Report 2024. The stakeholders gathered at a meeting in the UK Parliament complex and praised the contributions of India's community health workers, mostly women, who are effectively reducing malaria in remote areas. According to the report, nationwide, the number of estimated malaria cases in India has reduced from 6.4 million in 2017 to 2 million cases in 2023, which is a remarkable 69% decrease. Similarly, the estimated malaria deaths decreased from 11,100 to 3,500 during the same period, which is a 68% decrease. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a spending bill today, narrowly avoiding a consequential government shutdown just few hours before the deadline came to an end. The Democrats joined the Republican lawmakers to advance the bill to keep the federal government funded until mid-March next year. The bill passed with 366 votes in favor, compared to 34 against, with more Democrats voting to support it than Republicans. The legislation is headed to the Democrat-led Senate for a vote today before it can be signed by President Joe Biden. If senators drag their feet, the government will still cease to be funded at midnight and non-essential operations will start to grind to a halt, with up to 8,75,000 workers furloughed and 1.4 million more required to work without pay. The IMD has forecast severe cold wave conditions over Jammu Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh during the next 5 days. The IMD said that these conditions will also prevail over Punjab and Rajasthan till Monday. The weather agency has forecast dense fog conditions during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh, East Rajasthan and Jharkhand till tomorrow. The weather agency said in Delhi NCR, smog and shallow fog is likely during evening and night hours for the next 2 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Prashant Kumar Sinha.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have mentioned about the severe air pollution in the national capital on the front page. Air still severe, worst December run in 3 years, writes the Hindustan Times. GST relief on cards for food delivery, insurance premiums, council may consider hiking rates for high-end items, informs the Indian Express as agenda for the 55th GST Council meeting. A report in the Financial Express says more than 15% of super-rich in India are under 30, driven by startup unicorns and IPOs. Delhi University students may soon get to complete a semester of final year in international university, is a headline in the Times of India. 3-day state mourning for five-time CM Om Prakash Chautala, states the Pioneer. And finally, the Economic Times writes, NRIs don't miss golden opportunity as duty slash adds sheen to jewellery. The paper adds cut in customs duty and labour arbitrage. People are finding it more cost-effective to buy gold jewellery in India than in the Emirates. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Prashant. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a 2-day visit to Kuwait today to strengthen bilateral ties. Home Minister Amit Shah to take part in 72nd plenary meeting of Northeast Council at Agartala. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to chair 55th GST Council meeting at Jaisalmer in Rajasthan today. India registers remarkable progress in reducing malaria cases and associated mortality in the country, says World Health Organization. And U.S. House of Representatives passes spending bill to avert consequential government shutdown. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.